Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to our Discover Mansfield podcast. And today we are interviewing Jason Sandoval, General Manager of the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. As part of the Mansfield Works program, we are very pleased to illuminate several new job opportunities to build awareness for local Mansfield residents, as well as those living in surrounding communities. And we're also looking forward to talking about the upcoming events and headliners coming to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, which is a significant economic driver for our local economy. Jason, it is truly wonderful to welcome you here again, and thank you for participating in today's podcast.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be back and talk about all the wonderful things happening at Xfinity Center in Mansfield.
Well, that's great. We're really excited to interview you again this year. And before we get started, and as a courtesy to those listeners who may not be 100% familiar with the Xfinity Center, would you provide an overview of what the Xfinity Center is, a little bit about its history, and where it's located exactly within the town of Mansfield?
Sure. Xfinity Center is a storied venue within Mansfield, right off of 140. And we're really excited to be back for what I think is the 38th season. So we've been a fixture in the community for some time. We're considered a large, owned and operated Live Nation amphitheater. And our capacity is about 19,900. So we're pretty big and happy to be back in full swing with another great season to offer fans.
Well, thank you for that, Jason. Later in our podcast, we're going to talk all about your summer headliners, which really looks impressive. But first, we're hoping to take a deep dive into learning more about the numerous immediate seasonal job opportunities that you have available. How many position openings do you have? What are they? And what should our listeners know about them?
Sure. We have a lot of great opportunities for people from all sorts of diverse people that we're interested in hiring. And, you know, in the different departments that are available in hiring now, range from security to guest services to cleaning to maintenance to parking. And we have plenty of positions. So we are actively having job fairs and actively hiring as we speak. So super excited to find new great talent out there. Although that we have welcomed back a great number of internal employees who are returning, many for 20, 25 years, they've been coming back to the venue, which hopefully says a lot about it, but we still need some new, fresh talent to come on down and work at the venue.
Well, that's wonderful. And it's great to hear that you do have so many returning employees. We've heard a lot of great things about what kind of a place it is to work at the Xfinity Center. And I'm sure that the candidates that are going to be applying for these positions will experience that when they come and see your facility. But Jason, if someone is listening and they say, gee, you know what? It sounds like it could be cool to work at the Xfinity Center, and maybe one of those jobs are appealing to me. What qualifications do these job candidates need to have in order to be considered for the varied positions that you just mentioned?
It would be great if candidates had experience in the direct department that they're interested in, for example, security or guest services. But I think overall, we're hiring a great personality. We can teach the skill set later, but what we want is people with an excitement for music, a great personality and attitude towards providing a hospitality experience, which is what we do at the end of the day. Customer service obviously is our focus in all different positions. Doesn't matter whether it's back of house or front of house. So we're open to diverse experiences, even better if you have specific experience, but we really want to find the happy, bright, sunshiny people.
That's great. So you're really looking for the quality of the candidate versus the skills. And if they have the skills, that's a bonus. And that's terrific. Is that what you're saying, basically?
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Great. So so how do they apply? So they either have the skills or they have a burning desire to be in that particular field. And do they have to submit a resume? Do they need to make a call? Do they need to show up on site? What is the protocol for applying for these positions?
Sure. Applying is actually a very easy process, and you can do it a number of ways. First, we have job fairs. We've been advertising a number of job fairs. Our fourth job fair is actually coming up on April 6th. And to go ahead and RSVP for that, there are certain links that we've shared in our social posts, whether it be Instagram or Facebook. So folks can go on there, click through, and RSVP to join the job fair. If they're unable to do that, they can simply show up. So that April 6th job fair, which is our next one on the calendar, starts at 4 o'clock, and it will go for a number of hours until about 8, and they can simply just show up. If they want to check out the positions, what is available, look at job descriptions ahead of time, I would suggest visiting our website, which is livenationentertainment.com/careers, and can click through available job openings by selecting and searching Xfinity Center. So by searching Xfinity Center, all the jobs that are currently open will pop up, and they can apply that way as well. And we have various recruiters that are in-house that will reach out to them and pre-screen them and get them scheduled for a date to be interviewed by the department manager.
That's great. So after applying for an open position, you had mentioned that they could get scheduled for an interview. So is there an interview for every position? And then I guess my other question would be, what is the process from the point of applying for the position till when you notify the candidates of whether or not they've made the final cut to get hired?
Sure. So again, if a candidate reaches out ahead of time and applies, they'll be contacted by someone and they'll screen that applicant and then bring them in for an interview, whether that be on the job fair date itself, the next available job fair date, or just as a one-off interview. Once we see them in person and have the ability to interview them, we hire them right on the spot if they're the right candidate. And we actually ask applicants to bring a few documents with them so we can get them onboarded right on the spot. We take their picture. We ask them what their first concert was, because we really want to get those folks that are great and available to work and of quality applicants onboarded immediately.
Great. Thank you so much for that. That's really helpful. And I'm sure that the folks that are listening will find it extremely helpful as well. So let's talk a little bit about what it's like to work at the Xfinity Center. So you have all of these positions that you're marketing to fill right now. And those candidates are probably thinking, well, gee, that sounds pretty interesting. What is it like to work there? So can you share what it is like? What's the environment like? And what is it like when they are working in these roles?
Sure. It's a great, fun environment. I mean, live music, if you are a music lover, this is the place to work. The experience that you'll have, I think, will be a great one. We do a lot of things for our employees to ensure that they are comfortable, that they are safe, that they are having a great time. That's what we really promote, not only here at Live Nation, but at Xfinity Center as well. So not only will some of those employees have the chance to hear a little bit of music in the background while they work, they'll be in an environment with a lot of folks who are having a blast and enjoying the music and enjoying the environment every single night.
Well, that's great. And it's a perfect segue into talking about the upcoming season and looking at your list of entertainers. It seems like you've got a great lineup of headliners and some exciting upcoming events taking place in the Mansfield Xfinity Center. So can you share with our listeners who those folks are, whether those concerts still have availability for tickets, whether there are VIP opportunities available, and anything else that you can share to help promote the season and really illuminate who's going to be on stage in Mansfield.
Sure. We're still actively announcing more acts for the upcoming season, so please stay tuned for more exciting artists to be announced. But we have announced already a lot of really exciting artists that are going to come and visit us this year. So we have Chris Stapleton for two nights, and that's just about sold out. We have Shania Twain, who hasn't toured in a while, and she's coming, and that's a sold out concert. We have some old favorites like Jason Aldean, where there are still a few tickets left. So you can go online and try to find those tickets. We have some new artists to the venue that have proven to be very popular already, like Noah Kahan. So and then we'll have, you know, some other longtime favorites that are coming and visiting us again, like Dave Matthews Band, and I'm sure a few other surprises in store. So really excited for a strong lineup this year, offer a diverse lineup of artists for musical tastes of all sorts.
Very exciting. And Jason, I'm sure that you promote the new acts that you book through social media. So do you want to share your social media handles and also perhaps share the website address again so that our listeners can continue to check whether they're looking to see ticket availability for those shows that are still have availability and or they're looking to continue to check for new coming entertainment for the season?
Yeah, sure. I mean, our social handles can be found by just simply searching Xfinity Center on any of the socials like Instagram or Facebook. Online, you can find us at livenation.com by searching Xfinity Center. That's the quickest and easiest way to get to our full lineup of upcoming events. And there you'll see links to be able to click through to purchase tickets for those concerts that are still available to be purchased. And yes, you can always upgrade your experience. So whether it be in advance by getting a pass into the VIP club or getting prepaid premier parking, those are things that are available when you purchase your ticket, or reserving your lawn chair if you're sitting on the lawn. And then don't forget, if you come to the venue and want to upgrade your experience on the night of, there's opportunities to do that as well. And we have signage posted around the venue and staff that can help with that. So we want to have everybody have a great experience, whether it be in whatever capacity they like.
Awesome. And, you know, you offer a convenient location, great music, fun environment, great entertainment, and all sorts of wonderful things there. And before we sign off, could you quickly remind our listeners of those great opportunities for jobs? If you could just list those again, I think that would be really helpful because I'm sure that they're probably very excited about what could be available. And let's let them know once more about those openings. So what are those positions again? What are those titles?
Absolutely. So we are definitely looking still for security, the various departments for security, for cleaning, for parking, for our guest services folks. And we have a handful of other positions that are still available, but those are the main ones. We are actively hiring. We've actually seen some great reception already for new candidates coming in. So those number of positions are closing quickly. So if you're interested in getting a great summer job where you'll be able to hear a little bit of music, have a great time, come on down to our next job fair, or simply apply online and we'll find some time for you to come on down and interview you and get you onboarded right away and have a great summer plan already in store.
Yeah, it sounds great. And I imagine that those even college students interested in getting hospitality experience or getting a break in the entertainment business and experiencing what that is like would be a great job to have on their resumes for summer employment, as well as those seeking to make a shift into entertainment. You know, it's really exciting stuff. And from the robust job opportunities that you have to another impressive year of events and headlines scheduling for the months ahead. Jason, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the very best of luck in filling your positions and the best of success in the season ahead.
Thank you, Deborah, for the time again today, and look forward to meeting some great people and having a great season. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Jason.